This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Did all of Fox News just quit? It just sounded like there was a big walkout. Now, some sort of technical glitch. Okay, I'm sure they'll be back. But did it not feel like that? Like, now, we got news for you. Yeah, never mind. We don't have news. I got news for you. We got a lot of news for you. We've all got a lot of news that we need to deal with. There's a lot of stuff going on. But before we get into that, might I give you a gift? The final four-pack for the family of Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival tickets, September the 21st and the 22nd, happens at Hanover Vegetable Farm. You get four tickets. You're also going to be able to pick 3 pounds of apples yourself and then take them home and love on them. They are delicious. So we will take caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 40. It is a lovely day. It's going to be a lovely, lovely sort of a weekend, although there are a lot of us up here in Hanover County right now trying to figure out exactly who knew what at what time with this former assistant school superintendent down in Prince George County. You remember this, right? Barnes, right? Barnes was the guy's name. Still is the guy's name, and he's facing 9 felony sex assault charges for allegedly abusing his adopted son in the 1980s. I mean, it's a big story. And the former superintendent of the Prince George County Schools is now our acting school superintendent up here in Hanover County, a Lisa Pennycuff. And there was a Freedom of Information thing filed by CBS 6. And let me give credit here. Laura French is the reporter that did this, and she has a great piece on it. I'm going to share it on social media, but I want her to get all the credit. Laura French over at CBS 6. And the question is, who knew that this guy was perhaps a child abuser, and what happened, and did they get him out in time, and did this Superintendent Pennycuff know what was going on? Well, I think there are more questions than answers right about now, although the Freedom of Information Act request has a bunch of emails that are part of this. So, let's see here. Pennycuff said to CBS 6, oh no, I'm sorry. Pennycuff proposed a media statement to the Hanover County School Board Chair in response to CBS 6's exclusive reporting on Barnes, and she said, one of the Prince George School Board members received information from a community member regarding possible accusations against Mr. Barnes during one of the pre-election Meet the Candidates forums. As soon as I was notified of these potential allegations, local and state police were contacted. I was informed that there were no open investigations for any Prince George employee at the time. After Mr. Barnes left the school division, his personnel record was subpoenaed, and the division provided those records to the police. That is the extent of the information I received in the course of his employment with the Prince George County Public Schools. Okay. I'm hoping that it answers all the questions, but again, if you are here in Hanover, and there were and remain a lot of people kind of scratching their heads and going, well, what are we going to do for a school superintendent? It's just one of those things to take a look at. It looks like the dates would jibe for Dr. Pennycuff, But there's still people asking the questions, and we will see which way that all goes. You know, Manchester Middle School in Chesterfield was closed today because there was a threat made on social media. And it was tied into this whole Georgia thing, I guess. You know, we'll shoot the school up like they did there. J.D. Vance had a comment about this, and J.D. Vance had what I thought really was the appropriate comment. He said that I don't like that this is a fact of life, right? If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. He says, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you're a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize our schools are soft targets and we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security. So if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of kids, they're not able to. Well, that's a heck of a statement, don't you think? That's pretty powerful. It's pretty spot on. But the Associated Press, which used to have some shred of journalistic integrity, reported that J.D. Vance called school shootings, quote, a fact of life, and left it there as if he didn't care, as if he was saying, well, sure, grass is green and school shootings are a fact of life. Well, make no mistake. What happens? Kamala Harris, her guy, what's his name, Walls, Tim Walls, they're all over it. Now it's on social media. So here's what happens. There are 200 million impressions on social media, on X, of J.D. Vance saying, as Associated Press reports, oh, it's a fact of life. That's what they reported. 200 million impressions of that. They then had to go back, take the whole damn story down, and correct it to talk about what he really said. You know what the correction had in terms of impressions? 100,000. In other words, the damage is done already. If only journalists had licenses. Man, wouldn't that be something? It really would be very, very entertaining because so many of them would lose.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I'll give you another example of this. How about cut number one? This is a bizarre thing. Isn't this Gayle King? Yeah, cut number one from CBS, please.
It's so hard for me to focus on anything other than this shooting. I have to say, guys, it's just very difficult for me right now. It's hard for me to accept the fact that we live in a country where I guess we think it's okay to kill children. Because if we didn't think it was okay, something would be done to stop. And it doesn't seem to matter who's in office, how it worked.
A long time ago. We would find a compromise that enshrines the Second Amendment but keeps our children safe. We shouldn't be sending them to school only for them to go home to God during the school day. Teddy goes to school today. It's the only thing on my mind.
I know.
We got 5 minutes into the school year.
Yes.
And this is what happens.
And I don't want to take guns from responsible gun owners. It's not about that. But this, what we're doing now ain't working.
Yeah. Congress is just so divided, Gayle.
Yes, I know, Bob. I know. It's hard.
Are they in favor of more background checks? Do they want safer communities? It's what most Americans want. I mean, this issue polls at, I mean, very high numbers. Background checks, you know, poll up there with ice cream and free money.
Yeah.
Above 90%. So you've got to hold your elected leaders accountable.
You think it's as simple as that? It's just voting. You think it's that? Because we say this is what we want, but we also seem to think it's okay to kill kids at school.
It's myself and my colleagues that make the laws.
Yeah.
There are folks that are in favor of stronger laws
right.
to keep people safer. And there are folks that just want guns everywhere and no restrictions on firearms. Mm-hmm. That's not the country we should have to live in.
So what exactly would you do? Well, I'm just curious. What laws would you put on the books that would prevent this? Because unless you haven't noticed, there are a whole slew of laws already on the books against this. There's nobody that wants children to die. That is absolutely absurd. I mean, with the exception of, I guess, some of the comments coming from leftists, Democrats in 2024, who, oh boy, they got some weird policies on life, don't they? But all right, let's put that aside for a second. There's nobody that I can think of that says, oh, school shootings are good. Of course not. But I would ask, what laws, since you want more laws, and you say that laws will do so, what laws would help in this regard? Could you have a law book at the front door that keeps some lunatic from breaking into the school and shooting innocent people? Do you think that is going to be the solution? What about this? What about saying people inside of schools will be able to defend themselves? How about providing safety measures in the schools? How about taking schools from the category of soft target and moving them into the category of strong? That they would have some way, the people in the schools, to defend themselves. God forbid this ever happens. That the school buildings themselves would be better secured and better staffed. Those are my suggestions, because I don't want children to be killed like that. I don't want children to be killed, period. I'm consistent. I think of my kids. I think every time something like this happens, I think of my children. I think of Harry and Joe, who, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're exactly tough kids, but maybe they would be able to run or hide. I don't know, maybe you get away. I don't want anybody put in that situation. But then I think about Julia. Right? Julia doesn't know that there's danger. God forbid something like this were to happen. Some lunatic comes into a school looking to hurt people. What happens if the first classroom is Julia's classroom? It's a classroom filled with special needs kids. Kids who don't understand danger or harm or injury. I mean, you could tell Julia all day long, you've got to run. Julia doesn't know what you're saying. And Julia can't run. And Julia's 21 years old. I think I'm probably the only person who would scoop her up. Just because of her size. I mean, she's a young lady. So I don't want it left to the children. I want those of us who are responsible adults, who are charged with caring for our children, who are charged with looking after our children, to say, the first thing we're going to do is harden that target. We're going to make a school as secure as is humanly possible. And we're going to reach out. Here in Hanover County, of course, we have school resource officers. But could we use more? I'm sure we could. What about Chesterfield? They've got school resource officers. Could they use more? I'm sure. I'm not sure about Henrico. I guess they do. And I'll bet they could all use more. What about a special category now? Because, you know, it costs a lot of money to take your first responder agencies and put them in the schools. But what if you said to somebody who is a retired police officer, a retired deputy sheriff, a retired state trooper, hey, we've got a special category here. You're not going to earn so much, you're going to lose your pension. But you already know how to protect people. You want to protect these children. We got a special category. It doesn't pay as much as the regular road deputy. But man, we could use your help. Maybe that's one of the issues we talk about at Politics and Pints. October the 16th, the the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We've got a great crowd coming in, like 700 people, and on stage it'll be me, it'll be John Reed. You've got Brian Kilmeade, you've got Dana Lash, you got Howard Gutman. Four out of five is not bad. Go right now, WRVA.com. Get your tickets before they are all gone. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.